Hello, 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 everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just checking my screen here on good old YouTube. If you are on the podcast, there is an equivalent, just so you know. We got our shared screen. Before we get started, a lot of the calls I've been making are a couple of days ahead of what you hear in the mainstream. So if you want to learn more about what's going on in the markets, we've got that. Just join quantlabs.net/contact-quantlabsnet or just visit quantlabs.net and hit that contact button up there. Take you out to the forum and off you go, and you'll get some PDF, 2D, two PDF books, trade like a boss. Today's market is very mixed. In my mind, fairly strong, I guess. Let me just reset this because or refresh it. I wasn't as strong as this. Yeah. So you can see here, S&P's barely up. Dow's up 0.25%. NASDAQ's down. Russell's barely up or close to 0.89%. Oil's the one that's on fire. Gold, Forex world. And then not doing too good. These two are sort of struggling still. Okay. And international is very weak. I'll show you why. So the video is, I keep hearing about how China is on the rise again. I am here to question that. I'm going to show you why. The reason is that according to the charts, and the charts never lie, is let's look at the currency. It's the one that they're saying is on the rise. So if I was to show you that here right here, this is the China 50, okay? This is Oanda data. This is daily. It has peaked. That's a run-up. That was up until February 17th, been in decline since, back kind of up stronger, big bar there. This is 4-hour data, or sorry, daily data. Okay. So that's that. Also, let me show you the good old China yuan, USD against the China yuan. And I kind of question this because I don't know where they're getting this business of everything's on fire. So there's China 50. That's a CFD, by the way, but it usually is fairly reliable. I think it's CHN. No, CNH. There it is. That's what we want. It's the only exposure we can get to China through Oanda, is this right here. Okay, so I'll load up a one-day chart. See what I mean? If that's getting stronger, okay. And then the four-hour chart as well, or let's do a six-hour. So I don't know, you tell me. All right, so let's get back to our business of longs here for the Australian Japanese yen. Australia, Canada's got some longs here. Now, last video I said that the Swiss franc is on the move. It doesn't look like it. Still maintaining some longs depending upon the other currency pair. Markets have still maintaining their shorts. Pound, the US dollar, you're not seeing, again, I keep saying the US dollar, anything is just not being held. So that's a sign right there of what's going on with the dollar. The Mexican peso's got a short. Gold has got a short now. And as I said yesterday, this can quickly change within 24 hours. But this is the interesting one, is the gold silver now has got its longs here. Big bar there. But later on, you'll see a short on this as well. So we have silver and pound, two shorts there. Silver with the New Zealand, that's fairly strong. I've talked about New Zealand. I think New Zealand's an interesting place to kind of invest in or put a part of money into with this global sickness expanding now, kind of military again style. And Australia, UK's putting out warnings. I read that, which country was it? France is not letting in Brits, or one of the European countries. Now, if you want to know more, I would strongly recommend you join the Discord server, because that's where I put a lot of the news. I'll show you where to go to get that if you're interested. If you go to my website anywhere at the bottom, you'll usually see these icons. That right there, that Discord logo, is the link to the Discord. So if you're interested, I just posted a big story on Jim Simmons. No one would know about it unless I tell them, but it's some stock picks. So you'll get that there in the Discord server under the appropriate section. So continuing along, Australia, that's looking pretty good for a market. Again, Australia, Canada, a couple more there, longs, shorts, well, mixed there with the Hong Kong. Now, this is the one we wanted to watch. See, there's a slight long here, which is good, but it's definitely not a top pick. In terms of if that's going to convince you to put money into China, or at least the markets in China. So again, just be aware of that. I don't know if it's Chinese media that's putting those out. I don't know, but be very careful. So here we have shorts on the Euro 50. So for this to be here, that's a pretty good thing, because not strong, but not a lot of equity markets or stock markets are showing longs. Just so you know, the Deutsche 10 years got a long, so there's some stability there. The Deutsche 30 is down, short, I should say. Same with the Netherlands as well. So again, more shorts for the pound against the Australian dollar. 5-year, 10-year bonds, all shorting. Not good, because we just don't want a repeat of this. And if it starts to decline again, that's when you're going to start seeing the markets go crazy, and the crazy mini crash that happened back in March of last year will repeat itself. So we got all that. USD Singapore, long there. Natural gas. This one's looking good. I think anything energy right now, including oils, pretty good. So you have two small longs there. You see these big volume bars there in recently. Last 24 hours, in fact. Sugar, okay, now this is where I question this inflation, call it rally. You can see here, we have sugar moving on up, comes back down, goes choppy, and it's showing very recently two bars there, four bars, that it's weak. So this inflation talk is definitely temporarily there's no pressure there at all. I'm going to show you the agricultural as well, but sugar's a big one, and that will help people, I'm sure. More CHF, a couple of slight longs there with the Canadian dollar. More shorts with the British pound and US dollar. New Zealand, I like. I will not lie to you. That's the kind of thing I'm seeing, but we're seeing more shorts with the New Zealand dollar. But this one's the interesting one. See where that goes. That's a long there. First currency you'll find in US dollar was got a slight long. US dollar right now, it's showing big time signs of weakness, I think. As you can see, we have not even talked yet about the US markets. I think it was on Friday. We're showing some strong longs, but just lately it's not very, again, the word convincing. More shorts, well, actually the mix of Australian US dollar, long and short. Another slight long on the Canadian CHF, another on the short there. Deutsche 30, you can see more and more of these long shorts here, both on the Deutsche 30. So here's our first US index, the NASDAQ. As you can see there, it's kind of going nowhere. So that tells you right along here since what time? May 24th has been very flat. I've shown you today how the markets are fairly weak with a slight long there. Again, those are irrelevant because they're not consistent. UK 100, in case we got some longs here. That's a tough one to say why that is. The UK 100's obviously one of the bigger markets out there. So that's not a big deal, but it's something to really pay attention to. US 30, kind of flat. Those are the top 30 companies. France, big short there for the 40. So hopefully that right there will convince you that there's not a lot of strength there in the US stock markets. More shorts here with the pound. Actually, it's pretty mixed. So that was pound, US dollar, long and short, two of those. More shorts on the New Zealand. So this is starting to make me go, oh, maybe I'm wrong about New Zealand, because I would like to see more longs there. Canadian dollar's been very weak, as we know. Same with Australia. Okay, here's a whole whack load of Haven trades. These are the Japanese yen. Got four of these. Was it five? Short, long, short, long. So that's three out of five, which are shorts. So again, it's fairly mixed, but this is another way to say what's going on with the US dollar. Because Norway's another safe haven that people will never think of. With the Scandinavian. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, long, short, long, long. So 3 out of 4 are longs for Norway, okay? I think what's going on here is why you're not seeing the CHF as much as you would think you should with the Japanese yen. It's to do with balance sheet on those countries. They're not very strong. They have a lot of debt, but Norway, being a small country, it is. Being a fairly well-off country with the oil reserves and other things that they do, their sovereign wealth fund, they've got a good, clean balance sheet. And this is why I think money will flow as a safe haven into Scandinavian markets, namely Norway. Sweden has that tie-in with the EU, but Sweden is still fairly wealthy as well. I've seen Sweden quite a few times, as well as Denmark as well. Okay, Australia, more shorts. Sorry, gold in Australia, short. Same with in Canada. Same with the CHF. So again, when I said CHF looks like it's stronger, here we are now saying CHF for the Swiss franc is not very strong. And same with the euro. And again, I could say the same thing about the euro. A lot of people don't want the euro neither because of debt. You would hope to see a lot of European or euro in here as the currencies that people want to hold, but they're not. So here we are with Hong Kong. You maybe think the same thing with Hong Kong and Hong Kong dollar, but it's part of China. So who knows where that will go? That's and doesn't give a lot of clarity to its long term prosperity. Here you have gold in Singapore. Same thing, you would expect Singapore to be a place to be, but if you look at the balance sheet on Singapore, it's pretty indebted too. Very well-off country, no doubt. Here's what I said earlier about the gold-silver ratio. You can see that it's got a short now. We had 2 out of 3 that were now long, but still maintaining that call for the gold-silver. There is pressure there, downward pressure starting to build to push down the overall market. Again, we got some more shorts with silver in Canada. Two of those, we got two out of three with silver in Hong Kong. Again, I can't really make sense of where that's going. But here's an interesting one, is a long here in Australia, New Zealand. That's an important trade relationship between Australia and New Zealand. Their proximity to each other. Australia, Singapore, has a long there. too short, or it's mixed now between Australia and USD. France has a short there. So again, moving to this one, Euro Swiss franc. Again, you see a short. But as I said, with Norway, we got a short here, a long there, and a short. So two out of three shorts for Euro New Zealand. Euro Norway. Euro New Zealand has a long, doesn't mean a lot. Euro Sweden, again, two longs there. I could go on and on and on about this. Here's another Japanese 225 has got its short. So there's a lot of shorts on these stock markets globally. Here's some 10-year bond on UK. These are better looking than the US right now, at least. Two longs there. UK 100 has some longs there. So England's not doing too bad. That's Great Britain. Here, again, more NASDAQ, slight long there. You can see that decline there. That doesn't mean a lot at this point. This is the interesting one I like to watch, is the Russell is just going nowhere. US 30, two shorts there. So again, we have to see some better performance with the US bond over the next week to go, yeah. But there's definitely downward pressure building up. U.S. Thailand bought two longs there. This is where these, I don't want to call them weird countries, but the exotics are starting to show which ones are producing. But here we have this long-term decline on U.S. Thai baht since May 17. U.S. 30 going nowhere as usual. U.S. five-year short, two more. For the 10-year, actually, that's four. That's quite convincing to tell you that U.S. dollar not doing too hot, or U.S. bonds are not doing too good there. U.S. Japanese yen, one, two, three, four, five. So we got five, and four of them out of five are shorts. U.S., that's USD Japanese yen. And again, here we go with more USD Norway. We have four of those. One long, short, long, long. Okay, so this is really good analysis right here. Four to five USD, Japanese yen shorts, but yet three out of four USD and Norway are long. So that tells you what where people are lining up to put money. USD Singapore. Let's see if anything of importance. Pound against the Canadian dollar. Short. So again, the Canadian dollar would be a place to be. But when you got the kind of leadership that we have in this country, I'm not going to say any more. It just shows in the performance of the Canadian dollar. USD. Pound against USD strengthens there. New Zealand USD. okay, here's some important ones as well. Platinum, long, long. So that's looking okay. Now, here's the keys that I've talked about. I've talked about China. Let's look at natural gas. I've said it's been choppy, but it may start to move up if there's the demand holds. Now, let's look at WTI. That's longing pretty good. Let's look at, I'm gonna get rid of some of these to clean this up, close them out. And we'll look at Brent crude, get rid of that. Okay, so Brent crude's rallying, except for today. WTI, same boat. So WTI is a better one to have than the BCO. You can see that decline there. Again, gold's looking okay as a rally since April 14th. You know, you're looking at 1769 all the way up now to 1900. That's a big rise. So that's saying something overall with the way the economy is moving ahead and gold's moving up. Also, corn. These are the inflation trades. Big rally there, drop back, slight, well, a fairly big bar there. We have to watch this if the inflation will kick back in. Copper, same thing, but it's gone flat for the last few hours. The show wheat. Yep. There's also corn in there somewhere. It should be corn. Yeah. So corn and wheat are kind of moving up, but you can see these big pullbacks. So for now, it's safe to say that they are definitely inflation pressure has not there anymore. So that's pretty well it. Just wanted to go through that. And gold, oil, looking good for now. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day. Bye.